into yenzakale eNew Orleans le vele yesabisa ngoba besingabona ukuthi during ama festive seasons anjenge New Year so abantu begcwele ezindawo njenge tourist destination eNew Orleans balimale. Hayi, lokho is very sad ngoba siyakwazi ukuthi kathesi sesifike kwenye indawo that we've never been since ama-elections lezi nto ezenzekalayo lapha about ama-race relations lama-immigrant situations. So ukuthaya abantu okwenzakale e-New Orleans lokudubuka kwe-Tesla liyana, yeah, these are events that are isolated but le-New Orleans bathi ngeze terrorism. So khonapho siyabe sesifuna ukubona lathi ukuthi kuhamba njani ngoba bathi bona it's both done by former military guys and bathatha lezi mota from a new app ethiwa yiTuro which is owned by ama-individuals. So khonapho kulama-layers amaningi ukuthi siveze khona sibone ukuthi what was the real design womuntu yenalowo. So ukuthi ngokwe-terrorism mina mbona ngangithiwa it's because the New Orleans incident umuntu wangkhona uthe yena ubesejoyine i-ISIS ube le-flag yangkhona emoteni yakhe, so yikho bakuthi it's a terrorist act.
Umnumzana Donald Trump uthi udlakela lolu luyenzakala nje ngoba iMelika ikhokhelwa ngumuntu ongelamandla oxegayo omdambiyana, sitsho uMongameli Joe Biden. Ungathini ngalokho?
Ukuthi uNomzana Trump ekhuluma ngendaba zokuthi i-USA ikhokhelwa ngabantu abaweak, mina mbona ngangithiwa is just a long play into his messaging campaign. I-campaign siyaphela. So lokho kuxhothoza uMnumzana Biden esithi u-weak, I do not agree with it ngoba uMnumzana Biden has brought all the hostages from overseas, yena wakwehlula khonokho, has stopped Russia from taking over Ukraine, yena wakwehlula khonalokho, has brought back izinto eziningi ezingazikhuluma lapha, but kakhulumi uMnumzana Biden, he just do it and show it kind of person. Yazi papazela ukuthi mina ngenze lokhu lalokhu. So khonapho ngantwa kulokuthiyana loku lombono khonapho ukuthi uMnumzana Trump uyabe sithini when we come to the facts.